I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got a sunny sky in store for us today. We'll see a high near 90 degrees, a gusty south wind at 10 to 15 to around 20 miles an hour. Springfield's top political leaders say they're continuing to meet in private as the clock runs down on Illinois' budget year. Brian Mackey has the latest.
The House and Senate leaders, Democratic and Republican, went all year without sitting down together. That finally changed Sunday, and they've been meeting regularly since. They've also been coming out and holding news conferences to complain about each other until yesterday when they went quiet. Later, I caught up with House Republican leader Jim Durkin in the State House Rotunda.
Every day that we meet, we talk and we can agree and disagree, but I'm not getting specifics, but I'll say the meeting was productive.
It may not sound like he's saying much, and he's not, but at the Capitol it can be a sign of progress when party leaders don't say much to the press. It could mean they don't want to upset their negotiations. I'm Brian Mackey.
A lawyer has told a federal judge in a civil case surrounding billions of dollars in unpaid medical bills, Medicaid bills, I should say, that trying to squeeze money out of Illinois as it heads into its third year without a budget is like trying to squeeze blood from a stone. His comments came in a hearing yesterday in Chicago on a request from Medicaid recipients that Judge Joan Lefko order Illinois to pay $1 billion a month to ensure care for the poor and others. Illinois would pay half of the and federal funds would match it. State Attorney Brent Stratton says Illinois can't come close to finding a spare $500 million a month. He said it could pay $150 million at best, half paid by federal funds. Judge Lefko says she hopes to rule by tomorrow. A member of the DeKalb County Board is suing Northern Illinois University's Board of Trustees in an effort to void a $600,000 severance payment to the school's departing president. Misty Haji Sheikh filed the lawsuit in DeKalb County, claiming trustees violated the Illinois Open Meetings Act when it didn't post a June 15th meeting agenda that she says adequately described the item presidential employment. She argues the public didn't have enough time to review the terms of NIU President Doug Baker's exit contract before trustees approved it. Haji Sheikh is taking graduate classes at the school. A spokesman for the university declined comment. Baker's last day is tomorrow. He announced June 15th that he was stepping down amid a state investigation, accusing him and other administrators of mismanagement when it comes to hiring consultants. Marion police arrested a man that they say had drugs and weapons in his home and was wanted on a Jackson County warrant. Investigators say they executed a search warrant yesterday morning in the 1000 block of Midway Court in Marion. The search turned up a gun, ammunition, cocaine, marijuana, and more. Police arrested 36-year-old Reggie Cavett. They say he was wanted on an outstanding warrant from Jackson County related to a shooting in May of last year. I'm Jennifer Fuller.